we'd ride back then. They had when these young boys, they had all these horses loose, you know. There wasn't no stock law. We just, and all of them was tame horses, you know. They was riding horses. People in town in the city owned them, and they come and dump them over here and them roam. We didn't all get us a horse. We'd play Indians. Everybody get him a horse. We thought we can kill one fellow. We was playing up in that area, and we had bow and arrows, regular bow and arrows.
I bet those are.
Right, we made them out of these, you know, old string or and thick, and we shot. We'd paint ourselves with mercurochrome. We sold a thing like that, band. And with one of my buddies there, he shot at a boy and he hit him on the side of the head like that, and it knocked him out, and he fell off of the horse, and they buried him. Thought he was dead. And it was just, his brother went home that night, and this old boy, he come to kind of late about sundown. And he tried to put straw and a little lot of dirt on. They buried him too deep. We thought he was dead. He come to the house that night. You had to hit him in that bone back here.
Yeah, you are full of
mine. Yeah, hit him right here. I did my cousin across the street the same thing.
Your brother did it to you.
Yeah, he hit me with dags. I had a big spear like that. We'd always throwing. See, we throw the feathers. And I'm pretty good. And he thought one day, I said, he was going to. I said, I don't know how why we said it, but I said, give me a leaf. I call it a leaf. Said, he looked around. He said, well, he figured I was all right. I mean, he could make it. He started running. He ran out. Got out of heat and bugger like that. And I came and I hit him right back by where that other guy hit. I hit him right by the ear on his bone. I seen his 2 feet go up in there. I knocked him out cold with that pole.
Hey,
he didn't think I could hit him.
Yeah.
And we'd play caddy. That's another thing we used to play. We got a stick, a broom stick, and we'd cut a point like a pencil on each hand.
Mm-hmm.
And we took another stick about 3-4 foot long. You draw a big circle. And you hit that one end when it went up there, and you hit it. Or it went way out, you had fellas like out in the field. If you caught it, he was out or something like the ball, but it took it and then you had to throw it back where you hit. And if it went in that ring, then he was didn't make no score.
Yeah.
And you had to guess how many where that thing hit, how many handles that was, the distance and all that. Had a regular score and all that. Because this is a game we made up around
caddy?
Here. Caddy, we call it.
Did a lot of people play that? Or that
around here we did, just in this area. I don't know if they know what it is anywhere else. Because I used to ask these young boys out at the base, I said, you ever play caddy? No, what the world is that? We'd tell them, we can play it out in the base, and we got to hitting these airplanes, they made us stop. The C-45s and T-33s and all that was parked right by the fire station.
Yeah.
And we had, you know, like in the evening, we'd always play softball. Or we played this caddy, and we'd them planes was in, that old operating officer come around and seen us one day, we was hitting these planes and figured we'd burst the windows or something like that.
Yeah.
We had to stop that.
Good grief. Okay, now did you ever see a board maybe that was suspended at both ends, it was like between a tree, and it was kind of limber, and you just bounce up and down?
Spring up and down on it?
Yeah, what'd you call that?
Spring board.
Okay, all right.
I'm the bust in half too.
Okay. Well, getting back to a couple other things. What did you used to carry coal in?
Well, if you had like old charcoal, it was in sacks, you get it in sacks.
No.
But you stone coal? Now back when I was going to school,
yeah.
St. Teresa, they had a regular old coal bucket.
Okay.
They had a regular old, they used the stone coal, like we call it stone coal.
What is stone coal? I mean,
well, that's hard. I brought Anna. Do you have a piece of that stone coal?
Huh?
That stone coal. Didn't you bring a piece of that with you?
I'll
be
from the ship.
Well, it's a different type of coal. It's a heavy. It's about nearly like a rock, nearly.
Yeah.
And charcoal is made out of wood.
Uh-huh.
Well, I imagine, not come to think about it, I really don't know. This is some old Mother Nature made this stone coal. I think it's petroleum or
does
something.
Does it burn well?
Oh, yeah, it'll burn.
Oh, it does?
Mm-hmm, I guarantee it'd burn. That's what old ballers and these old little trains and all that used to use a lot of that stuff.
I see. Well, what about, did you ever see coal that maybe didn't burn and was...
It was all pretty well burnt.
Okay. All right.
And charcoal, you know, you make that out of regular old pine, stuff like that, you know.
Yeah. Now, what runs from this?
Old grandpa used to make a kiln.
Uh-huh.
Put dirt over it, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it burned slow underneath, you know. That would make me break that loose, you know, and get down and get all that coal, and that's he'd sell it, put it in sacks, put in his wagon,
yeah,
load them up, you know. He had kills all over. You can go through these woods and see, you come up where old coal kills were.
Yeah.
See them every once in a while.
Yeah. What runs from the stove to the chimney?
Stove pipe?
Yeah. Well,
the flue?
Yeah. What's the difference between the flue and the stove pipe?
Well, the pipe goes to the flue.
Okay.
Well, we had ours back in an old, like a chimney.
Mm-hmm.
If you come on up with a brick, if it's the same principle on it, the chimney wasn't there. And then